Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message I've entitled Establishing Priorities. And we're taking the foundational scripture found in Proverbs, the 29th chapter, verse 18, without a vision, the people perish. And we're translating that into very practical terms. What does that mean for our lives? That's a strong word, to perish. We can be destroyed if we don't have a sense of vision or direction or divine priorities as a child of God in our lives. And so even though we're halfway through the year and most people tend to make priorities and goals and resolutions, if you will, at the beginning of the year, so often we just, you know, they fall by the wayside. And so I thought maybe this is a good time just to revisit the concept and importance of setting priorities and setting goals. We'll get to the subject of goals a little later, but let's just look at priorities. And as I shared yesterday, priority, by definition, has two meanings. It means a superiority in rank or position or privilege. But for our purposes, the first definition or meaning is something that is important to us. It is, a priority is something that takes precedence or first place, if you will, as in importance. What are the important things in your life, not only personally in terms of your natural life, but as a child of God, spiritually, what are your priorities? And it's important for us to look at our future, because if we don't have vision or goals or priorities, we will be wandering as a ship on the sea without a sense of direction. And so, as I said yesterday, I don't know where I got this phrase, but success in anything is when opportunity meets preparation. And that's absolutely true in the spiritual sense. The Word exhorts us to study to show ourselves approved unto God. That's the primary. We're doing it. Why? Unto the Lord, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. So, having established a foundation, if you will, let's begin to look at some practical ways of how we establish or develop priorities. So, how do we develop priorities? Well, the answer is quite simple. By the choices we make. And we can do that in three ways. First of all, by a definite decision. Secondly, pressure by circumstances or pressure from others. We can develop priorities. Or thirdly, we develop priorities by making no decision at all. And I'll explain each of those. So we develop priorities by the choices that we make, consciously or unconsciously. We make decisions, beloved, every day of our lives. God has given us a wonderful ability, and that is our free will. And because we have free will, we have the power of choice. That is something God has given to every individual. Now, sometimes circumstances may hinder the freedom or the extent of that choice, but nonetheless, even if we were confined in prison, the choices we have in terms, we may be physically restrained, but emotionally, mentally, in our attitudes, the what goes on inside of us, we make the decisions in terms of how we're going to look at our life, the attitudes we have, the mentality, the emotions. We make choices, and God does not interfere with that. He will certainly help us. So we can make a definite decision regarding our priorities, and the best way to do that is to evaluate your life, spend time before the Lord, and choose what is the order of importance to you at this particular season in your life. As you seek the Lord, He will surely give you direction and guidance so that He will see His will brought forth in your life, because you are seeking Him in terms of the things that He knows are important for you at this particular time. So we can make a definite decision, but many times if we're not careful, if we're not thoughtful, if we don't really think about it, we're pressured by the circumstances of our lives or perhaps by others. For example, a child would experience the pressure of a parent to go to school, for example, or to go to church. And there is an importance in godly submission, whether that would be parents or whether it would be a spouse or whether that would be an employer. God has placed authority in our lives for a reason. And if we have difficulty submitting to the authority that He has established in our lives, there are those who are just of a rebellious nature. Well, let me just say, it's my opinion they're going to have a very difficult time submitting to God. That's why it's important that children learn discipline, because if they're undisciplined, if they're not given guidelines or restrictions, how can you expect when they get older, they're going to be willing to be confined, if you will, as far as the world is concerned, by the restrictions of a godly life and pleasing life before the Lord? Also, it's important to understand we shouldn't make decisions or priorities based on pressure, because sometimes it's the tyranny of the urgent forces us to do things. But we have to understand that godly pressure is always for our good, regardless of how at the present moment you may think or feel, like, I don't want to go to church. Well, unless you're physically ill, that might be a good decision not to go to church. But if it's just that you're feeling low, you're feeling depressed, you're upset, that's the time really we need to go to church, okay? So we can be, develop priorities by definite decision, by the pressure of circumstances or others, or we develop priorities just by no decision at all. We can actually do that. We can actually make choices by apathy, indifference, or default. We just sort of drift through life. We drift into habits, and they become a way of life. And beloved, by not choosing to make priorities or under the pressure of others, we develop attitudes or behavior that will not put us in control of our lives. And as we think about this, we have to understand that God made man in His own image. He gave dominion or control to man. We were to rule and subdue the earth. This was man's area, a metron of authority, if you will. We were to have rulership over everything, all the wildlife, the flora, the fauna. This was what God gave to man to rule. And of course, in order to do that effectively, guess what? It begins with self. So, do you see now the importance of study to show thyself approved unto God, that we don't have to be ashamed? We need to understand that the greatest challenge we have is to be able to take our own personal life, our self life, if you will, and have control over that. And that means submission to God. It means discipline. It means doing things you don't want to do because the Lord would have you do it, because it's important or necessary for whatever good reason. Let me share just a couple scriptures with you that really back this up. They're found in Proverbs. Proverbs 25 and 28 says, "He that hath no rule over his own spirit, in other words, no dominion, no control over his own spirit, is like a city that is broken down and without walls. Well, think about that, especially in terms of ancient times. Well, if a city, their fortification, their defense, were generally high or very thick walls, that was a protection against invading armies, against the enemy. And if you don't have control or dominion over your own spirit, that means you're very vulnerable to whatever comes your way. Anything that would be detrimental, why, you would have no defense. You wouldn't have a set of standards personally that, no, you're not going to do that. You wouldn't. You would sense a threat or something dangerous to your well-being. And so it's very important. You have to have control or rule over your own spirit. And then a second scripture is, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. Again, this is talking about self-control. And he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. That's amazing. Someone who would actually have the strength and wherewithal and ability to actually conquer a city, well, if you can rule your own spirit, you're actually better than someone that could do that. And so we have to understand, beloved, we can't live our lives based on the opinions of others. We have to have accountability before the Lord. We can't be slothful or lazy. And even though we may be going through great pain or trauma, we can't give in to that. Even, and sometimes that's where the great trials are. Even though your heart might be breaking, you have to do the things that you are responsible for. Go to work when you really don't feel like it. Sometimes it's easy to follow a convenient path, that of least resistance. But God is asking us to be mature. And many times maturity comes when we're able to do the things that we're responsible for without murmuring, without complaining, but to do them because God expects that of us. Others expect that in a godly way of us. It's our responsibility. And it doesn't have to be painstaking. It doesn't have to be difficult. God will give us the joy and the strength and the reserve to be able to be responsible to the priorities he's given us in our lives. All right. Well, tomorrow we're going to look at some scriptural examples of misplaced priorities. I hope you can be with me at the same time. If you ever miss a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. Thank you for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, the announcer will give our contact information. I'll pray for you personally and send back to you by letter whatever God gives to be a blessing to your heart. Until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.